Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Give me your halo, halo, halo. Give me your Hayley Morris, Hayley Morris.
How many times have you had to do that? Jay just did that and then had to do it again because the sound wasn't recording.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's funnier the second time.
Yeah.
The second time.
A lot of people are probably tuned out now.
Can you do some accents for me today?
Hello?
That's the only one.
That's the one we do every time.
Okay, I'm gonna...
All right, fire it at me.
Okay, American, go.
I don't like being put on the spot.
Fun. Try it.
Oh my God. Look at his dick. Oh my God. Sorry, I only know American accents from porn.
Try and do French.
C'est bonjour. C'est de l'or.
Try and do Irish.
I always go into like...
go on, talk. Just talk. Just talk to me.
Brad Pitt from...
talk to me.
Ireland. It's like, hello. Want to go and get a pint? Look at you over there with your fucking silly... your silly fucking shite.
That's shirt or shite?
Shite. He's got a silly shirt on. It's covered in shite.
Okay, try and do Spanish.
Hola, mamacita. No, I can't.
Hola, mamacita.
Come on, let's.
Try and do Finnish.
Finnish?
Yeah.
No, I've finished. Now I'm done.
Okay. I'm hey, everybody. Welcome to your Friday episode. Hope you're having a swell day. We have Hayley Morris.
We do. TikTok sensation.
Social media sensation.
Also Instagram. 1.4 million followers or something. Yeah, mad.
Oh, someone's been checking.
Yeah, I checked it out.
We have a very funny story. We actually have a big connection. She was an extra on Made in Chelsea.
Which you had no recollection
of. I did,
I swear to God. You tried to, you were like, I would say, of course, yeah, no, I mean, if I didn't have a connection, I'd be like, I don't have a connection. You are so full of shit, but anyway.
No, I swear to God, I recognize that.
You don't believe in God?
I swear to...
to Lloyd's TSB.
That is my God. I swear to...
Santander.
but I did, I recognize her. Hayley was an extra made in Chelsea. She is very funny on social media. She makes very funny sketches about women's issues, whether it's period pains, stomach cramps, pregnancies, orgasms.
Mm.
Loads of funny things. Queefing.
Oh, yeah. Love a good queef.
You do?
Can't beat a good queef.
Yeah, queefing. She's hilarious. She is open, honest, incredibly funny. It was just a great guest.
I've really enjoyed it. Very funny.
And a really, really
humorous.
So we should probably stop talking because it's get on with the show.
Mm, yeah, why not?
Okay.
Let's let people get what they're here for.
Remember to check out our Patreon page. It's in the link tree in our bio. Get in touch with us at Private Podcast. We love to hear from you. To all the listeners, just to warn you before the episode starts, we have a lot of conversations about sex, naughty things, stuff like that. So listener discretion is advised. We do talk about, I don't know how to put this in any other way, we talk about discharge. So be prepared for that. All right, enjoy the episode. the way, guys, I've done these. We did this in the bonus episode. We do a bonus episode as well as a Friday episode.
Yeah.
We have these things called jacked up salts.
Right.
We don't have them.
Sorry, actually. It's called jacked salts.
Oh, jacked salts.
Jacked salts.
Jacked salts. Which is athletes over here.
It's not like bath salts.
Yeah. It is like that.
Are they legal?
Yeah, they are. We bought it from Amazon.
Why are you pushing these things so aggressively?
Well, you just did it. And I've now got like a weird, like, last night, okay, right. I shaved all of my nose hairs.
As you do.
Just for the podcast today.
I do.
So you're not as nasally.
Because what I was doing a podcast yesterday, Hayley, and I got too close to the microphone. I felt my nose hair brush on. It was that one you're talking into.
So you couldn't get close really? Enough to the mic because your really nose hairs were in the way.
So I went and shaved my nose hairs last night.
Right.
What did you shave it with?
With a trimmer.
Okay.
A little trimmer.
Like one of the really thin ones that's for your nose or...
Yeah, one of the things that's for your nose.
Yeah.
What other trimmer would there be?
I don't know if you were just shoving like a beard razor up your nose.
Just
like,
mashing
here
it,
we go.
Forcing it up your nose.
Beard razor.
I don't know what they're called. I'm a woman.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Right, so I put a nose trimmer and now I smell the jacked up salts.
Yeah.
But I think the nose hairs... The reason for nose hair surely is because it stops
protecting you.
I'm bare up there, so nothing is protecting, like going up
bare back.
Well, this is a new level.
Yeah,
all right.
This is kind of stuff.
Can you smell other things more? I smell your breath.
No, I can't smell that.
Can you smell that I'm sweating?
I can't. Hayley walked in and said, "Oh, I got a bit of dry mouth." Now we've all got dry mouth as well.
I'm like cotton mouth to hell.
Honestly,
I can't
I'm really sorry if you can really hear like the saliva in my mouth.
No, that's a good thing.
Slapping away.
Yeah, but
slapping away.
But Hayley, I think with you, the good thing about you is you're quite an honest person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're quite open with things like that. So if you do walk in, you've got dry mouth, you'd be like, "Oh, sorry, I got dry mouth."
Yeah.
But it actually lends to other people then feeling comfortable.
But then you also get dry mouth because of it. So
it's best to be honest.
Where did that openness come from?
I don't actually know because I was so, so shy when I was younger. I think it's just growing up with like a brother and a very open family. I say open family, but I didn't even tell my mum I started my period. Do you know what I mean? Like open, but not too open. I don't know. I think it just makes me feel like just say what you want and then... You're not going to be awkward because it's out on the table.
But I think that's hard sometimes in a... everyone always says that, right? But I think it's so true to be like open and honest about stuff, whatever that may be, whether it's periods or it's boyfriends or girlfriends or it's sexuality or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But actually, it's so much easier to say, let's be open about stuff. The hardest thing is to be like, okay, I've got this thing. I do this, I do that. And your social media, honestly, I came across you on social media and it is so genius and so great and so... it's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. So explain where that all started, what you do and who you are, basically.
So I mean, I make, I guess, like taboo busting sort of feminism like content that's comedy based. And like the aim is to make people feel normal and laugh. I've been doing stuff like on YouTube for years, but no one really ever saw it. And it was all kind of like, it came.
How annoying when that happens.
Honestly,
I'm really funny.
Like, I'm great. Honestly, it's so bad as well, though.
Are they all still on there?
No, I like, hid quite a lot of them. Very clickbaity. It's awful.
You can hide stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, you just put it on like private or unlisted and no one's going to find
that. Godsend for you, mate.
They didn't hide anything on YouTube.
But yeah, you just like never want anyone to see those things. Like I thought at the time, like, this is so good. I'm so funny. And then I looked back like not that long ago and was like, fuck. I was not funny. No wonder no one watched it. Like,
wait.
It was bad.
Wait, what was it like long form content?
No, it was like 3 minute sketches, but just didn't need to be 3 minutes. It was obviously like, it's got to be 3 minutes. Yeah. So I'll make sure it's really long.
So you get that ad revenue through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wasn't making any money.
I did YouTube for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's happier. Shout out to anyone who watched.
He was so committed to it. You did how long? Like 2 months where you filmed every day.
Yeah, I did 48 days where I vlogged every single day.
And were they an hour?
No, they were like I reckon they were like 10 to 12 minutes.
False advertising.
What was that?
Happy hour. You were saying happy hour. It's 10 minutes.
Shit. I've never thought that. That's why it didn't work.
No one wanted to see that. They were like,
one wanted to see an hour of me talking nonsense.
They might have.
And it's so incredibly narcissistic of me to think, I know what people want to see. A day in the life of me every day.
A lot of people do it though.
Yeah, but I think they do more things like, let's drive a car off a building. That's interesting. I was just going, I'm going to the gym.
Like, you say that, but I, in the morning when I'm getting ready, I will watch someone like live a very mundane, I can hear my mouth, live a very mundane, I'm taking some water, a very mundane life. I'm like, yeah, I'm really, really taking this in, really enjoying it. I don't know.
It's, it's almost like background watching. Mm. Makes your own life feel good. If you watch like something that's too like amazing, then it's going to make you feel shit.
Yeah,
but that's the problem with social media, I find out.
Yeah.
I find social media really, I caught myself last night doing it again.
Doing what?
You caught yourself wanking.
God, I've got to start doing this. This is a real issue with social media. She's got no cum left.
That was so aggressive. You could have gone with semen.
I know.
You could have gone with semen.
I'm sorry, it's the jacked up socks. I'm feeling very masculine today.
Come, also got rid of his nostril hair. Straight up.
Yeah. I'm now feeling self-conscious. I need to get, can I borrow your trimmer?
Yeah. Do it right now.
Yes, we do. But, live trimming.
But I caught myself on social media. Sounds like
what do you mean you caught yourself on there? Here I am again. Live streaming my life. Two people watching.
I do go and someone live stream and there's like 20 people watching. Oh. I'm like, why are they doing it?
But then they see you're in there and you're like,
I panic. So do you accidentally click on and then you're like, shit, get out quickly. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, hello, Alex. And you're like, fuck.
Oh, fuck. You've got to stay now. I'm in.
Like they can see you.
Yeah, because it pops up.
But then you like have to comment or something and be like, this is really good.
It says Alex has joined. Or yeah, but
it
says Alex joined.
It doesn't say they left.
It does. And then I think, well.
No, it doesn't. Once you join, you don't have to go,
oh, God,
they're not saying, oh, God, they're watching. They're not watching. Oh, hey, Alex, and you're still there.
The number just goes down, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that could be anyone else. Unless you're the only person on.
By the way, it's fucking awkward.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, with social media, I caught myself on social media again at night. There I am again. There I am.
Dick in hand.
Yeah. What am I doing there? Is that me wanking?
Right, okay. You've caught yourself.
Hand and dick. That'd be weirder if my dick was holding my hand. Who's holding you in that situation?
You're holding the dick.
Right, okay. So you're on social media.
You caught yourself again.
I caught myself again.
Yeah.
And I just, the endless scrolling of like TikTok or Instagram or stuff like
that. TikTok's designed for that, isn't it?
TikTok is the worst. Hayley, do you find that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it on Instagram. Just, I don't know why I don't have that much interest in Instagram anymore. It's the stories.
Yeah.
But then TikTok on there for hours.
Yeah.
Literally hours.
But do you get, what I was getting for a long time is like that sense of, oh, I'm not achieving enough. I'm not doing enough.
Mm.
And I never had it until I chatted with Zoella.
Right.
Who's Zoe Sugg, who's the YouTuber. She said, do you ever get where you realize that you're comparing yourself to others? And I went, no, not really. Since that day she told me that, I was like, oh, maybe I do. And then I started like noticing that I was comparing. It was almost like a trigger in my mind that someone said that. And I think the issue is that if you go to bed checking social media, because we're looking at other people's lives, then you wake up in the morning doing the same thing, you're never switching off.
No.
So how do you switch off?
I've like really put boundaries in place now. So before bed, I can't pick up my phone past like 6 o'clock and go on Instagram and TikTok to scroll. Like if I'm maybe replying to a message, that's fine. But if it's like doom scrolling or anything like that, I'm like, nope, that's it now. Pick up a book, watch TV, do something else. And then in the morning, I say I don't scroll through the morning, but I do, let's be honest. Like, I'll be like, don't do it. But then I'll sit in bed for like 10 minutes and be like, here we go. But I do notice when I don't do that, I'm so much more productive and less like, oh, well, everyone else is doing things and I'm not.
Yeah, that's it. And it almost sort of brings you down.
You use all of your energy on other people rather than like actually thinking about your own shit.
Literally.
That's what I find.
And it's kind of weird because before social media, you wouldn't walk around or like look in people's windows and be like, they're doing this.
Used to do that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do strike me as that kind of person.
I got arrested quite a few times.
Looking in people's
dick
windows.
Dick in hand.
Hand and dick. Hand and dick. Peering through windows.
Caught myself again.
That's only me.
I'm very innocent, don't worry.
But would you say that you're an influencer now? How would you describe?
I wouldn't say I'm an influencer. Just because I don't think I have any influence over anyone's life.
But you definitely do in terms of what you're, I suppose what you're, firstly, it's all positive, right? I think you have influence, because I think it's hard for individuals to say what they have, but you have influence over people because what you're talking about are these open, honest things that typically women go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows women to go, oh, she's doing that and she's doing it in a fun way that we can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Then it allows us to have the voice to say, okay, we can express ourselves. So you are influencing women in a great positive way, I think.
I guess so. I don't think I ever see it that way, because I see like an influencer as someone who's like, you know, I just got this new coat. Get this new coat. When I'm like, hey, this Jay is my vagina.
That but that influencer market has now changed. People, instead of selling things to people, people want to be given something, I suppose. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is maybe you're not an influencer in that sense, but you're selling stuff, but you're definitely giving people something that they want. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think I like get a lot of messages of people saying, oh, I'm so glad it's not just me. Like, I feel so much more confident in talking about this now. Like, I did one recently and I mentioned discharge and I was like, that is such a taboo for people. Like, I did get quite a lot of messages of people being like, that was really gross. Don't do that again. And I was like, yeah, but do you not realize that no one ever spoke about that? And you were always like, what the fuck is this? Is this normal? And
what
now
is,
people
what
are
is
like,
discharge?
We're really going into it here.
Sorry, here we go.
So we're going to make sure
you've got extra dry enough to talk about. Oh, God.
Do you know what discharge? I know kind of what it is.
I'm sort of aware, yeah.
You're aware of what it is?
I'm aware.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, let's hear a boy point of view first.
And I think guys can get it.
Okay, let's hear a guy point of view and then let's hear actually what it is.
I don't want to talk about
it. No, we're going to talk about it. What
open
do you mean?
Up.
I know.
Open
okay.
up.
It is basically...
Why are you being nervous? You
I'm actually freaking out.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm really on the spot. I don't want to talk about this.
Why are you going to say the wrong thing?
Well, maybe once upon a time I did see a discharge. I'm like a politician trying to keep out the question.
I really sweat.
I can neither confirm nor deny whether I was near the discharge.
Don't say what... Just say what you
I was ambushed by the discharge.
It came alive.
That was the cake thing that Boris Johnson was ambushed by.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
anyway,
I get it.
It is often found in girls' knickers, I believe. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think it's...
So nervous.
I literally am
say it.
Freaking out.
Say it. It's from the vagina.
It's from the vagina. And I believe it's like... God.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know. I'm just adding in words. Yeah. I don't want to say it.
Yeah. I can't wait. Go on, say it. Say it.
I guess
I believe it's from...
I actually don't know what the right word is. Like, is it... From girls like...
It's like he's about to say something racist. I'm like, what are you doing? You're not.
We're going
to
cancel you.
You're going to be cancelled.
Okay, please finish it.
No, say it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
All right?
He's leaving the room. He's like, I'm out. Bye, guys.
That's my point. My point is that guys go, I know what that is.
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue. I know what it looks like, but I don't really know what it is.
I think the only time guys get it is if you have like an STD or an STI or something. And I think it's just like a... I'm not a doctor, so I'm probably wrong, but... I mean, for a woman, it's, I think everyone's always thought of it as quite a gross, dirty thing, which it isn't, because I sound like I'm a doctor and I know what I'm talking about now. Very yeah. professional. It's like discharge. You can have like, I think more than one type. You have like it's self-cleaning, and that is how your vagina cleans itself, essentially. But also when a woman ovulates or is coming into ovulation, you have something called the cervical plug, which is like egg white. Basically, like it's really
egg whites.
Yeah. It's like you have very different textures of it.
Oh, it's like egg whites.
I wouldn't use a food. To
don't eat
it.
Egg whites anymore.
I mean, you like the gym. That's probably quite good.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Make an omelette out of it.
Really nutritious. Yeah, it's great for you. But yeah, so you have like different types of it. But like as a girl, you could see it and be like, oh my god, what the fuck is this? Why does it look like that? But until you like find out, because we weren't ever, well, for me, I was never taught about this at school.
Yes.
So I was like, what the fuck is this? Really? Not going to ask my mum. I'm just going to suffer in silence. And none of my friendship group was like, yeah, I've actually also got discharge. So, you know, growing up now, I'm like, well, maybe it's something I should talk about. Because what if there's girls that are like, what the fuck is this in my knickers? Then they'll be like, oh, okay, it's normal. We all get it.
Thank you. It's so true. It's so important, I think. And this is why I praise you for younger people to realize that things are okay. Like, I remember when I was a kid and I got these little, like, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Really excited.
Got these little white pimples on my dick.
On my dick.
Is that how you said it to your mum? Yeah. Hey, mum.
Hey, mum, come check out my meat.
I got some pimples on my dick.
I tried to make it more manly.
Yeah, you were like,
wearing a bandana around you.
I went from Borderlands to try and make it more alpha. Oh, dick. But okay. I did. I had these little white things and I was like, and I was convinced. I was like, what the hell is this? And then someone told me about STD. I was like, I've got it. And I was like 12 or something. And obviously that wasn't an STD because I was not.
So obviously I was only shagging 10, 10 bitches a week. So
impossible.
It's not like Gator.
But it was, what was it?
It was just a natural thing when you go through puberty and your hairs are sprouting through your...
Sprouting.
Yeah,
they're sprouting. And they're sprouting. It's like a plant.
Quite a cute word for it.
They're sprouting through your shaft or your balls or something, that you get these sort of, like an ingrowing hair almost, it was coming right through. But I had them all over and I was like, what the hell is this? And I freaked out for about 6 months. And I didn't go and speak to anyone or talk to anyone. There was no social media, so I couldn't look at it. There was no internet. And the internet is bad and good for things like that, because maybe we become too advanced.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important for young women and young men to be able to look up to people and go, okay, if they're talking about it, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm. So. It is. It's only not a normal thing because, I'd have no idea the history of where it became like a taboo and stuff. But it's just because no one ever spoke about it. Or I think probably like my grandparents, they'd be like, ooh. I mean, they watch my videos, which makes me want to die.
I love it.
Like they say it to my face, like, it's not really our thing, but we really appreciate the editing. And I'm like, brilliant.
Really appreciate the editing.
And I'm like, cool.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Where are the first sort of, because I suppose with you, you're a comedian. And so when was the first video that, because you were creating this content, you're obviously on YouTube and you started creating this content. And then there's always a moment when suddenly a video gets a bit of traction. You go, oh, okay, this is what I love. And obviously you like talking about it. So when was that started happening?
I mean, the first viral video I had was on Instagram, and that was like an intrusive thoughts video. So it was when, I used to have this all the time and I was like, I'm not normal. I don't know if you've ever had intrusive thoughts.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk. I love this. Okay, intrusive thoughts.
I used to get this really badly, actually.
I feel like when you're really anxious, you get it all the time.
But mine was more in like really intense social scenarios where you're like, I don't know, with like you're meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time, the whole family's there. And in my head, I'm like, I could stand up in the middle of the table right now, drop my trousers and be like, I fuck animals. And I'd be like, why is that coming? Like, I would think of the worst possible scenario. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Well, no, it's not. You're not normal. No,
fuck.
Wait, so Haley, so why did you think you were not normal? You had these thoughts.
Yeah, so like, they were also kind of like what you say, but also stuff like if I was holding, it was when I worked in a restaurant.
Holding a baby.
When I was holding a dick. No, but it is when I'm
holding a when you're holding a dick.
Well, there's a dick in my hand.
Hello.
How are you? the baby thing, 100%. I remember my cousin is 10 years younger than me. And so however old I was when she was a baby, I was like, I've never held a baby before. And all I wanted to do was like, just throw it. And I was like, something's not right there. Like, that's not normal that I want to just yeet this baby.
It's called a syndrome, by the way. It's a syndrome where typically you have it where you...
What, lobbing baby?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, we all have it where... Alien. Okay, the biggest one that a lot of young fathers have,
or
new fathers, they have it where they are scared that they find their children attractive. And they go, yeah, it's just a really big thing where they have them and they go, God, am I attracted to my child? Oh my God. And they freak themselves out. It's called a syndrome. Same as if you're standing on the tube and you think, well, I could jump in front of this train.
Yeah.
Or you see a knife, I can pick this up.
It's your brain going to the most extreme possible thought.
Yeah. It's that, like, a lot of people tell me it's the call to the void. It's like a French thing. I don't know what the French version of that is, but the translation
is
called... J'oublie de la rue. Great French.
Sound like a duck.
The baby thing, and it was also when I worked in a restaurant, if I was carrying like a tray of wine glasses or something and there was a step I had to go up, I would imagine this is really graphic, the whole tray flying into my face as I fell into it. And I'd be like, you'd see me like actually flinch. I'd be like, oh God. And it would be walking along with a friend or something. And if I was like linking their arm, they'd feel me like squeeze and be like, what was that? I'd be like, I just imagine like tripping on the pavement and my teeth falling out. So it's like constant stuff like that. And then I made this video of, it's like opening a box and then my brain pops up and is like, imagine if you fell on those scissors and it stabbed you in the eye and, you know, you die.
Yeah.
And I put it up and, you know, when you're like, I'm going to shit myself. What have I done? Like, white coat's going to be at my door in about 2 minutes. So I went to delete it. And then within like seconds, I think it had like 200 likes, which not normal for me, normal at all. I was like, what the fuck? So many people have liked that. That's insane. And then all the comments are like, oh, I'm the same. I didn't know this was a thing. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that you think this too. And it just kind of went from there. And then it developed into the taboo stuff. But yeah, the intrusive thoughts.
And it's really interesting. I've seen that video. It's so good. And the way that you play the different characters is amazing. But the...
Do you still have them? Sorry. Do you still have the intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
Do you have one right now?
Not like... No, not right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
But it's shouting random stuff.
But. Yeah, but with intrusive thoughts, it's definitely with, typically with people who have anxious minds, they have really intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's what leads to sort of the OCD syndrome, the obsessive compulsive disorder syndromes, where the obsessive thoughts come in. For example, the other night I had it where we have a, a door stopper at the front door to these apartments. So you go through the front door and then there's two apartments. You have to go upstairs and further stairs, right? So it's a bit of an effort to go down to the front door, but... I knocked the door stopper. So it kind of went like to the side next to the wall. And I looked and went, I need to put that against the wall. Otherwise, my flat's going to explode. Like otherwise, I'm going to die. Like,
yeah.
And I went, no, it's an intrusive thought. Leave it. I went upstairs and I was with my girlfriend. And we're sitting there. And after about 5 minutes, the thoughts became so intense. I went,
what about the door stopper?
I had to go downstairs. Mm. Get the door stopper and put it against the wall. And I came back on my girlfriend and said, what did you just do? And I went, I just had to move the door stopper against the wall.
She immediately thinks you're cheating on her.
She's like,
Yeah. But those thoughts, it's these sort of obsessive thoughts. And the hardest thing to do with them is to accept that they're there. Because at the beginning, we just fight them, right?
Yeah.
And it's that anxious mind that we all have. Would you say you're an anxious person?
I am and I'm not. Like, I go through, if something's going on, I'll be like, well, I'm really anxious. And then also I think it really depends on something you don't know about, periods. Like what part of your cycle you're in. If I'm like on my period or due on my period, I am so anxious. I overthink everything.
Really?
I sort of get to that headspace like, I don't want to go outside because everyone's looking at me. They're not. So self-involved. But you start getting in that like headspace of, oh, like what if this happens or what if that happens? What if I bump into them? Or if like, I don't know, something bad's happened, I'll then go into like the most anxious headspace. If I've had like a horrible comment, I will think that.
Really?
Probably shouldn't say it because then it invites people to do it. But, you know, I get really anxious and like, oh, shit, they're right. They're completely right. I should just not do this anymore. And then it spirals.
Mm. Wow.
But I can recognize that it happens and be like...
You do realize that you're going into those moments.
Exactly. And I can be rational and I just kind of let it happen and be like... Fine. It's just this is just happening.
Periods are wild. Sorry,
so they are. Segue. Yeah.
Periods are wild.
They are. Sorry. They're mad. Mm. Like, it's mad that women have to. Guy, we get it pretty freaking easy.
Yeah.
Like we actually do. Okay.
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're just trying to get the girl vote. What do you think? Yeah, I see what you're doing, mate.
Why would you out me on the podcast?
I'm used to. It's too obvious.
It's not.
Disguise it better.
It's not disguise.
You're a misogynist.
You hate women.
Yeah. Bloody hate them.
Give me my doorstopper.
For what? What would I be doing with it?
Just ram it in some woman that deserves it. I say no.
But I know, but truthfully, this is I grew up with sisters. Mm-hmm. So I also enjoy female company more than male company. I actually mm-hmm. do. I like women. But women do get it much harder than guys. Mm-hmm. Like as in hormones, emotions, periods, pregnancy, all these different things. Yeah. We were speaking to a friend of ours called Roxy, who I knew about postnatal depression. I never knew there was something called prenatal depression where women get depressed while in pregnancy. Mm. I mean, hormones are going all over the place and that happens to you recycled every single month.
It's horrible because you get like, oh, I'm so happy, things are great. And then it's like, oh fuck, it's only like 3 days and then it's all downhill again. But I think like the biggest problem and like why you guys, like you're saying like, you know, you don't know about that sort of stuff. Like none of us do. It's never taught to us at school. Mm. And then you go through it and you're like, the fuck is happening to me? Like, I think if we were all taught about it when we were younger, we'd kind of understand how to deal with it and be like, okay, I actually can work with this. I know how to navigate this. And like, if you're in a relationship, you kind of have to say to your partner, like, hey, I'm due on. Or this is happening. This is the point of the cycle I'm at.
Batten down the hatches.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, batten down the hatches. I don't want to have sex with you. Don't look at me. Let's not talk. Otherwise, they'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Let's have an argument.
Is it still taboo? Because obviously, like when we were growing up at school, it was. Mm. Like you couldn't really talk about it. It was like, oh my God, has that changed, do you think, in schools?
I don't know because I'm not at school, but...
What? Really?
Yeah. She just came from school.
Is that not your
That was weirdly sexy as well. I don't know what. I just came from school.
I just came from school with a dick in my hand.
Wow. What a podcast. Yeah.
Well, that sounded a little bit wrong as well. I shouldn't have said that about school.
I came with...
Okay, just rewind.
Just a dick in my hand. With a dick in my hand.
He was over 18, don't worry. Just getting cancelled right here.
Yeah,
I kind of don't think that it is. I can hear the again.
No, I can't hear
I'm really
it.
Overthinking it. I kind of don't think it is only because I feel like TikTok, Instagram, people talk about it a lot now. Mm. So I don't know if people are just like, yeah, periods.
Why are they so bad? Like, from a, like an evolutionary sense, as in the hormonal change, it's like quite intense and obviously creates a lot of like pain and suffering for women. I just wonder why in an evolutionary sense, it's like come to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird. I mean,
we're asking the doctor again.
Yeah. Sorry, doctor.
So guys, let me just get out my notes.
Let me get out my moats. Let's get out my
I'm
moat.
Not sure I trust this doctor. Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah.
Can I get my penis out of your hand, actually? I'm sure I trust
Sorry
you.
Sorry about that.
But you would have thought that, actually, you're so right, that evolutionary...
Well, yeah, because, like, you know, evolutionary, we kind of... Things are supposed to end up good, right? They're supposed to be to help people. It doesn't seem like periods really...
I don't know. I mean, hormones, I guess you can never really change that. But... There's a lot of doctors out there that kind of say, myself included, they say, you know, like you should be eating this way. And there's like, you can seed. I can't remember what it's called. You can take like seed supplements.
Eating this way.
You eat on the side, then you won't get the cramps. But no, there's certain food that's meant to like ease and kind of help the fact that you've got hormones diminishing at certain parts of your cycle. Don't quote me on that. But like, I think there's things that you can do to help have not so much of a hormonal change.
What type of foods do we know?
I'm
imagining the listeners, the guys that are listening, their girlfriend's going to get home and they've just cooked them like the biggest spread.
Here's loads of seeds.
I mean, I'm only getting my facts from a book called Period Power, and
I've seen this book
by Maisie Hill.
Yeah, I've seen this book. I haven't read it, but I will.
She talks about like taking different seeds, and she like outlines which ones you should have, but also like when you're due on, all you want is like carbs and chocolate and shit. But you should be having like healthy fats. I really am noticing that I do sound like a doctor now. So,
but it's because you crave, because our bodies are so used to, because you're going into a period where you're,
pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. But you're going into a moment when you're craving salts and all the and carbohydrates because your whole body is changing, and so it needs the energy almost.
Sounds
to get
like a hangover.
There is
basically, that's what I want on a hangover.
There is a German saying. There is a German saying, by the way.
Go on.
Oh, no, what were you going to say?
No, I want to hear.
German saying, which is a good pirate always sails the Red Sea.
You can't do it like that. You have to do it in the German.
Yeah, that's really disappointing.
It's going to be really aggressive as well in German.
I've heard your Italian accent.
Okay, hold on.
What was that? The Piero Moretti thing. That was fucking great.
Okay, hold on. So what? Okay, sails the Red Sea.
This man is a linguist.
Okay, honestly, here we go. Wow. This is a good pirate sails the Red Sea in German.
It's going to be like ich flieh mal flieh.
I can't find it.
Very aggressive.
That's the saying in Germany. So if you are in a relationship and they're on your period, you shouldn't. Who cares?
Wait, what was the saying?
I don't understand.
Sorry, I don't know why.
Sail the Red Sea.
Yeah. So supposedly, is a good pirate, so a good partner should not care if their partner is on their period, and they should sail it.
Sail.
Is that like have sex with
them? I think it is. I
Made
it really
awesome. That's what I'm getting here.
All aboard.
So basically, have sex when she's on her period. That's the takeaway.
Just come in.
Okay, wait, guys, we've got to end there for part one. Hayley, why should we come back for part two? Because we can talk about your book.
We can talk about my book and my period.
Oh my God.
We're not going to talk about my period.
Yeah, we are. Yes. Yes.
More period.
Deep dive.
Yes, we are.
All right, everybody, we're going to see you back in part two. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.